forward. There's a moment in every achiever's life when they realize the reason they're stuck isn't because they lack intelligence, talent, or ambition. It's because they've been aiming too small. Over the past 4.5 decades, I've worked with some of the most driven, disciplined, and daring individuals on earth. Founders, visionaries, athletes, and leaders. Early in their journey, they grew rapidly. They innovated. They took bold risks. They defied the odds. But then something happens. They succeed just enough to get comfortable. They shift from scaling to sustaining, from creation to maintenance, from compounding to incremental. And that's when the dream begins to die. What Dr. Benjamin Hardy has done in this book is nothing short of extraordinary. The Science of Scaling is not just a book about business growth. It's a complete reorientation of how we think about achievement itself. It's a paradigm shift, a model for geometric growth rooted in one of the most powerful truths I've ever experienced. Breakthroughs are not born from certainty. They're born from unreasonable goals with urgent timelines and emotionally compelling reasons why they must be achieved. Here's what most people never understand. The key to exponential growth isn't having the perfect plan. It's having a massive, seemingly impossible target, one that forces you to think, operate, and execute differently, one that demands innovation instead of imitation. In my own life, I've applied this exact approach again and again, long before I had the privilege of knowing Ben or his framework. Whether it was feeding 100 million people or a billion, 100 million a year, a billion in 10 years, or growing from one small business to now owning 114 companies where we generate over $9 billion in annual revenue, the pattern was always the same. Set a goal that redefines the game, create powerful emotional reasons that'll pull you through the inevitable challenges, and set a deadline that doesn't give you the luxury of procrastination. That is the science of achievement. That is the DNA of scaling. And Dr. Hardy has captured it with clarity, precision, and practicality. In fact, as I read this book, I found myself nodding, smiling, and thinking, this is it. This is the pattern, the unspoken psychology that every extraordinary achiever I've known or studied has followed. Whether they did it consciously or unconsciously, it doesn't matter. It is the pattern. From the outside, it may look like strategy. From the inside, it's a mindset. It's a standard. It's an internal demand. This book will give you that mindset, and more importantly, it'll give you the tools to act on it. It's rare that I read something and think, man, I wish I'd written this, but this is one of those rare books. It codifies what works. It takes what often is dismissed as unrealistic and shows you how to make it your new normal. It shifts you from the metrics of comfort to the math of compounding. And perhaps most importantly, it reminds you of this. Realistic goals are rarely inspiring, and uninspiring goals rarely transform businesses or lives. So if you're a business owner who wants to stop inching forward and start leaping, if you're an entrepreneur or a leader who's ready to break free from the limits of logic and step into the power of strategic audacity, if you're looking for the clearest, most actionable blueprint I've seen for creating exponential impact, then don't just read this book. Study it, digest it, apply it. Because this isn't a book about scaling. It's a book about becoming the kind of person and building the kind of organization that can't help but scale. Step in, step up. The journey starts here. Tony Robbins.
Dedication for Daniel and Fernanda Amato. You never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete. Buckminster Fuller, systems theorist in Critical Path. Introduction, the science of scaling. Am I going crazy? The president was losing more and more sleep. He couldn't get a specific idea out of his head, but it seemed too bizarre. He'd lose his credibility if Congress and even the country knew he was taking this seriously. I think I'll mention it, but just keep it basically an afterthought. Yeah, that's what I'll do. On May 25th, 1961, President John F. Kennedy presented to Congress what he felt were extremely urgent national needs. Specifically, he was deeply concerned about the broader state of the world and whether tyranny or freedom would spread. For Kennedy, it was an actual race, and within the decade, one of these two forces would win out.